Have you ever heard of the story of the rector? He's preaching to the congregation on a Sunday, and it's that time of the year that is stewardship. And a lot of the talking is about giving. And the rector says to the congregation, "I have good news. We have all the money we need. We have all the money we need to do all that we need to do." And the congregation kind of looks a little puzzled. And the rector says, "But here's the challenge. All the money is in your pockets." It's a story that's told oftentimes at stewardship conferences, if you've ever been to a stewardship conference. And I would propose to you that that's not really an accurate description of what stewardship is, although it may be what we can think it is. Sometimes that's the kind of thing that fundraising can be about, but it's not what stewardship is. Let me explain what I mean by that. In the biblical tradition, stewardship is always seen as the gifts we give to God, that idea of we give to God our first fruits, and then we give to ourselves. In that statement of that rector, "It's all in your pockets," it presumes that we somehow have this, and it somehow has to come out of our pockets to give to you. Stewardship is the other way around. Stewardship is saying, I give to God, then I give to myself. You catch the small difference there? There's a phrase we say every Sunday at church when the offering is brought up. Say it with me. We all know it. All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. Can we say it one more time? All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. Just once more. All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own given thee. What is that statement saying? It's saying that idea that all things are from you, God. All things, all the gifts, all that I have, all that I am is from you. And I give to you. All things come of thee, O Lord, and of yours, of thine own, I give to you. It's a challenging phrase to live into, because I think oftentimes what we're thinking is this: all things are mine, O Lord, and some of what is mine, I'll give to you. All things are mine, O Lord, and some of what is mine, I'll consider giving to you. I think that's more expressive of the world and the culture that we live in. But stewardship, real stewardship, is calling us to a whole different way of seeing things, a whole different way of seeing how God has gifted us and how we use these gifts. And are we willing to accept that message, that challenge? Richard Rohr, who you hear me quote quite often, gave a talk one time, and the title of it was, "Give me a lever and a place to stand, and I can move the world." It's a quote of Archimedes. "Give me a lever and a place to stand, and I can move the world." And friends, I'm not so sure we have a place to stand. I'm not so sure we have a lever. Because in many ways, we as a people of faith stand in the same place the rest of the world stands. And we don't have a lever. We don't always have a voice. I think the church sometimes in our world today is just another voice that sounds just like all the other voices. We don't always really speak the gospel. And how do we do that? How do we change where we stand? How do we change our viewpoint? Remember that phrase, a viewpoint is always a view from a point. And if we're going to change our viewpoint, we got to change the point where we're standing to see it differently. And that really is the gospel message. That is the challenge of Jesus, to stand in a different place and say something to our world. And I think one of the most concrete ways that we express that is through stewardship. You know, it's been said, it's one of those topics you just don't talk about. money. And yet when you look at the Gospels, what's the topic that Jesus speaks the most about? Money. Somehow that just kind of goes right over us because we choose to hear what we want to hear. And the Gospel really challenges us to that sense of realizing that all is from God. And after we've given to God, then we give to ourselves and find how we live. How can we stand in that place? I would invite you this year, as we go through our time of stewardship, our time of giving, that we find ways to live into that gospel message, to live into that vision of stewardship. I'd just like to share a little bit of my story with you. As my wife Mary and I make our plans to make our pledge, our commitment to St. Paul's this year. My wife Mary and I are both employed. Mary works for a biotech company called BioMérieux. She's a senior scientist. Actually, she's working a little bit today. It seems lab stuff doesn't always work Monday through Fridays. It seems like there's times where it goes into weekends. But she agreed that we could share this story with you. But we've had our own conversations about how to make our pledge to St. Paul's. And as I'm sure it's true of all of you, it's done in the context of where you live your life and how you make these decisions. We both have jobs. We both have, in our family, financial responsibilities and commitments. And we also have two daughters in college, something that many of you perhaps have walked through before. And I can guarantee many of you sitting here will. And those challenges become, you know, how do we look at this? Well, if all that I have is mine, O Lord, and some of what is mine I'll give to you, well, I seem to have less, Lord, and maybe I give less. But we've had this conversation of how do we really live into this sense of stewardship? How do we give to God and then seem to be able to do things that we need to continue doing? And so we've made some decisions about that. We don't want to decrease a pledge to St. Paul's. We want to continue giving and giving more. And so we've made a decision. This is our own decision. We've decided this year to not go to Cape Cod for vacation. Many of you know that we go to Cape Cod every year. I usually talk about it when we come back. And on my car, you'll see the bumper thing that says, you know, my real home is Cape Cod. It's become a significant place for us over the years. So we've made this decision to not do that this year. We'll do something different. We'll still do things as a family. We talked to Rebecca and Elizabeth about it. We'll try to find some other things to do that are important to us. But we're not going to make that kind of a commitment. Now, please don't misunderstand me. I'm not asking you to not go on vacation. Someone teased me at the 7:30 service, kind of teasing, said, well, I guess we won't go on vacation either. I said, that's not my message. I want to hear about your adventures and hear about your travels. What I'm inviting you to do is look at your own life in the context of your own finances and how you make those kinds of decisions. That's one we're making, and it's totally different from what I'm inviting you to consider in your life. But how can you give to God, give to the church, not only in a way that changes the church, but changes your life too? Now, in our community, we have people who are not employed. We have people who don't have jobs. We have people who are facing medical challenges in their lives. We have people who are facing crises in their families and perhaps in their careers. And many of those people have spoken to me of their journey of trying to respond to this vision of stewardship. People have said to me that, you know, I'm not working right now, but I do want to continue to give in some way. People have said to me, I may not, George, be able to give what I've given in the past, but I'm going to strive, I'm going to try to give at least the same percent of what I used to give. Humbled when I hear those stories. Those are people that I need to learn from. People have come up to me and said, George, in the midst of all this challenging economic times, I got to be honest with you, my family's been blessed. And I'd like to somehow give more at this time to help and to cover some of the challenges that we face. Incredible stories. incredible examples of this faith journey that we walk together. All of us are in different places in our lives, and all of us have to make our decision in the context of where we are and what we can give. But I invite you to consider this day, to accept the challenge of stewardship, to stand in a different place than the rest of our world. And by doing that, looking at the gifts you give as a lever that can change the world. Because we can change the world. We can change our lives. We can change our community. We can change this nation. We can change the world. I know I'm told at times I'm a dreamer, but that's nothing less than what the gospel is inviting us to. We got to believe that we can make a difference. And so I invite you to have those conversations among yourselves and those you live at home with of how you're going to come forward and continue to live into that challenge of stewardship, to give to God in a way that invites you to be changed as well by that gift. We have a budget here at St. Paul's that we presented at the annual meeting. And that budget, it is a dream, it is a vision that I believe we're being called to. And I ask you to consider living into that dream and into that vision. If we're going to continue to do the work that we do here, if we do the ministries that we're involved in, as we look to expand our youth programs, our children's ministries, the numbers of children we have in our midst, all the ministries, our outreach, making a difference in the community beyond us. As we strive to do that, we need to share our gifts. We need to share and to be stewards and to give what we can to make a difference. Believe me, there's not many other areas that you can give money to that's going to make as much of a difference as we can here at St. Paul's. Got to believe that. I believe that. In my experience as rector, I see the change. I see people's lives changed here. I see a community changed here. And we can continue to do that as we live into our call to stewardship. And so I invite you this day to have those conversations. In the days and weeks ahead, there'll be other parishioners inviting you to have a conversation with them, to share their story of stewardship, how they're making decisions in their lives, and enter into that relationship with them and see how you are called to give that gift. Whether you meet at each other's homes, you meet here at the church, you meet for a cup of coffee, wherever it is you can meet to just have that brief conversation of sharing your journey together. We can change the world through the gift that we share as we begin that sense of stewardship. All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. Let us give from there, and let that gift change our community and change the world. And after we give that gift, we then give to ourselves, and let that gift transform and change our lives as well. And look out, world. We can change it. Amen.